Blog Talk Radio. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
What are your gods? Is it drinking alcohol or adultery? What is it that you have placed before God? Leave it alone. It's not good for you. I tell you, sheep, have no other gods before me. That's what Jesus, I should say, Yeshua. The white folks never told me the real name of Jesus because they should know. They should have known it was Yeshua. I am finding out by reading this Bible that they are liars. Yes, I'm saying the white folks are liars. And then you have the one that's leading us, Colin Powell, said the other day on television that he lies a lot. And it's true. Person lies a lot. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, a jealous God, visiting the iniquities. The iniquity, another word for that is sin, of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's a direct order from our Father, from Jesus, from Yeshua. We are to keep his commandments. Remember to Leviticus chapter 11. You are not to eat every fish that you see. You only eat the fish that have fins and scales. What's wrong with you all? You're not supposed to be eating octopus or crabs or shrimp. Eat what the Lord told you to. God left orders like our Father in heaven. Jesus left orders for them, and we are to follow them. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Why are you going to misuse the Lord's name? Don't misuse it. I've heard someone on TV just the other day misusing his name. He said a curse word with it. I'll repeat it. He said, God damn. You know, we shouldn't do that. Don't use the Lord's name in vain. Now, this is a big stickler that I have with a people who does not, who goes to church on a Sunday. Pope Constantine changed Sunday service into Saturday. Our Father tells you, the fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day, and the Sabbath day is a Saturday. If you do not know what day Sabbath is on, to keep it holy, 6 days I shall labor and do all thy it works. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughters, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger within the, that is within thy gates. In 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He made it holy. You're going to church on Sunday. You're going the wrong day. When, if our Father decides to let the churches be open again, tell your people that you're going to start going on the Sabbath and on Saturday, and be obedient to your Father, which is in heaven. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So it was that from our Father, the sixth commandment, and we back people, we went astray with this. It says, thou shalt not kill. Don't you know that having an abortion is you're killing what God has created within you? Don't do it. Even though our government says that you can't, if it's in a certain amount of days, you can't kill the child that's within your womb, and you're not supposed to do that. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery to your husband. Wives, husband, be faithful to your wife. It doesn't say, the Bible doesn't say anything about the same sex. And that means that you should not be doing it. Men will send you to hell. You'll make laws that will send you to the hell. And you'll be saying, I thought our law said we can do that. Yes, and it does. Don't follow man-made laws. Most of them are wrong. In fact, mostly everything that man says we can do in this country goes against God. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. Now, I don't need to explain that to you. What is not yours, don't take it and claim it. Like they took this land over here in America and claimed it. They were not placed in this land. Jason people were placed lands. This land gets cold and hot. He was not placed here. That's why our Father, if you read the Bible, he's going to get what's coming to him. Just be patient, and that's what I'm trying to do. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Why lie on your neighbor? You're not supposed to bear false witness on him or her or whoever it is. Don't lie on your neighbor. And tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. And covet spelled COVET. is to be envious. Don't be envious of thy neighbor's house, nor thy neighbor's wife. Don't covet or be envious of her or him, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey. And another word I use the ass, but I try to use donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Do not covet. Don't be jealous of it. You try to work and get your own things. Now, my computer voice says that I am to read 2 Samuel chapter 12, but I am going to say that Father has blessed me, but along where I have read up to 2 Samuel 23, and I will tell you now, right now, so that you will know that the majority of these words I cannot pronounce, but I would try to pronunciate them correctly for your hearing. But I don't know how to pronounce all of these words. I am in, you should know who I am, and then get into the lesson. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. You'll find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, as well as in the book of Exodus. In Deuteronomy, you find them in chapter 5, starting with verse 7 through 21, and Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Of course, if you start reading your Bible on your own, you will find that to be true. I tell you these things because my Father told me. He said, feed my sheep. That's what all he would say to me. He was about to gonna say it for the third time. I said, well, I know the story where Peter crowed after he said it three times, and I had already been crying. I didn't want to cry no more, not for that. So I said, all right. And he changed my clothes. I was pretty clean, but I was not clean. He put me in a white robe. And that's what I expect to get from my Father when it's time for me to go. And I will do as much reading as I can. I ask you sheep to have your pen, paper, and pencil just in case you want to jot down whatever reference I may state to you all, as well as some of you, the children, your newcomers, as well as some of your oldcomers, understand how to use this technical, logical stuff, like notepads and pads. I'll tell you the truth, I just barely know how to turn my computer on, and I need to make myself better. Maybe one day. But I have gotten older and lazy. I want you to know that Sabbath starts on Friday evening around this time of the day, as well as it ends on a Saturday around this time of the day. From evening to evening is a new day, and the Sabbath day has started. You're to keep it holy. That's what says you are to do. Let's turn to the book of 2 Samuel. I will start trying to pick up where I had left off. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Verse 23. So, and I have said that because I cannot pronounce the majority of these names, that I was not going to try, but I have changed my mind, and I want my father to say, well done, when it's time for me to go. And I hope that I go with him. I try not to get involved or mess around with what is going on in the world. But let me say this, and I barely can say it. Don't get too close to your enemy. If you don't know who your enemy is, it's the white man. They have enslaved us. They're lying to us. Our father is restoring us, black folks. We are to be ahead of them instead of them being ahead of us. Like this, I heard this mayor of, I think it was Washington, tell the president to go back to his bunker where he has this bunker with this guy that tells us about our health. I should remember his name, but I don't, because he is insignificant to me. But let's turn now to 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 29, and let's pick up there. When I mispronunciate the words, note that I do not mean to. I will try my best to pronunciate the words correctly for my Father in heaven. Like I told you, when it's time for me to go, I want him to say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. Verse 29, Heleb, that's spelled H-E-L-E-B, son of Benaiah, that's spelled B-A-A-N-A-H, Asa, the son of Gilma, Itnia, it's spelled I-T-T-A-I, the son of Kibia, that's G-I-B, let me spell it for you again, G-I-B-A-I, the son of, I used to know this word, but I've forgotten it now. It's spelled G-I-B-E-A-H, of the children of Benjamin. Benaiah, spelled B-E-N-A-I-A-H, the parent knight, spelled P-Yah, spelled H-I-D-D-A-I, of the rook of Gash, G, spelled G-A-A-S-H, and Albana, the Arabite, Abana is spelled A B I A L B O N R B A T H I T E. That's right. That's spelled A M. Excuse me, shit. That's wrong. A Z M A B E T H. The birthright, the birthright, spelled R H U M I T E. Alaska, spelled E L. Let me spell it over, see. E L I A H B A. The Shulamite, that's spelled S H A A L B O N I T E. Of the son of Jahan, Jonathan, the son of Jonathan. Jason, that's spelled J A S H E N. Jonathan. Shamar, the Heratite, spelled S H A M M A H. Heratite, H A R A R I T A. Ahim, spelled A H I A M, the son of Sarah. That's spelled S H A R A R, the Havite. That's spelled H E R I R I T A. Eliphaz, the son of Ashua. I'll spell those names out to you. See, E L I P H E L E T, the son of A H A S B I A, the son of M A A C H A T H I T E. Elam, E L I A M, the son of A H I T H O P H E L, the son of Gilonite, G I L O N I T E. Hershite, the Carmelite, and Perovite. I just feel that I've not spelled those names. I'm taking too long on this. I just try to pronounce these words and get into chapter 24 as fast as I can. Agel, the son of Nathan of Zubah and Bani Gilead. Zerah, the Amorite. Nara, the Beryl type. Amorite Beryl to Jeab, the son of Zeruiah. Ara and Ishrite. Gerbal, the Ittite. Uriah, the Hittite. 37 and all. And I did not want to pronunciate those names to you, see, but I didn't want to go and say, well, I read them all to you all, because my father said, feed my feet. Now to 2 Samuel chapter 24. I want you to understand that these were the 30-some very many men that David was talking about. He called the chapter tells you, chapter 23 tells you at the end the names of the 37 great men, 24. And again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, go and number Israel and Judah. And the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was with him, go now to all of the tribe of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people. I may know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, now the Lord thy God added to the people how many soever they be, and hundredfold, and that the eyes of the Lord King may see it. But why doeth the Lord that the king delight in this thing? Notwithstanding that the king prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host, and Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Jordan and pitched in Ariel. That's spelled A-R-O-E-R, on the right side of the city that liveth in the midst of the river of Gad, and towards Jazer, J-A-Z-E-R, they camped. Then they came to Gilead and to the land of Tachin Hoshima. Let me spell that out for you, see. It's spelled T-H-T-A-T-H-T-I-M, K-T-Banjin. It's spelled G-A-N hyphen J-A-A-N. And about to Zodom, Z-O, excuse me, it's spelled Z-I-D-O-M, and came to the stronghold Tyre, and all the cities of the Havites, and to the Canaanites, and they went out to the side of Judah, even to Beersheba. And when they had gone out to the land, they came to Jerusalem. And in the 9 months and 20 days, let me read verse 8 again, please, to hear. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem 9 months and 20 days, and Joab gave up the sum of the number of people unto the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and men of Judah were 500,000 men. Excuse me, chief, I had to burst. And David's heart smote him after all that he had numbered. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly question that I have done. And now I beseech thee, beseech me to ask or beg thee, O Lord, take away these iniquities of thy servant. So David wants our father to take away his sin, for I have done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the words of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and say unto David, and said the Lord, I offer thee things, choose one of them I may do unto you. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, so 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land, or will thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee, or that there be 3 days of pestilence? Pestilence is a disease it's a plague or an epidemic like we have now a day. That's what a pestilence is.
Going to use 1 minute more to read this Bible,
day. And Gad said, this day, David, let me read verse 18. And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, go up, rear his altar unto the Lord, the first and flow of K-R-A-U-N-H, the Jebusite, and David accordingly to saying of God, went up as the Lord commanded, and Ruah, oh Lord, I'm going to stop here. In verse 20 of chapter 24, let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for protecting us day in, day out, and not allowing us to catch the virus that is in the land this day, and protect us from the viruses that are to come. I appreciate you. We sheep appreciate you as much as we possibly can. And we thank you for having given us protection from the evil one and his followers. We thank you, Father. Again, I say to you, sheep, in James chapter 4, verse 15, it says, if it is God's will, I will be back if you come this Tuesday. Sheep, remember, God loves you, but he loves you more. I want you to get my nephew out of.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation.